am so excited.
Oddly excited.
It is Monday morning.
It is.
July 2nd. And when I was 7 years old, this was my favorite month of the year. So I'm obviously very excited.
Wait, it's still not your favorite month of the year?
Heck no.
Why?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen how hot it is outside? This sucks.
Yeah, I know. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of roasting right now.
Yeah, it's like muggy and gross and...
Good thing I remember to put on my deodorant.
How was your weekend, Mitch, huh?
It was good.
Did you have a good weekend? You gonna go to Soap Boat later, Mitch? No? Too early?
How are you this awake?
Well, it's called not sleeping. Due to crazy, gnarly, not fun dreams, and the fact that I painted over the weekend, so my body hurts worse than anything in the universe, and yes, I think I'm high on paint fumes.
Did you eat the paint chips? Because
dude, I'll tell you what, man. They on the side, it's like it's totally cool for pregnant people and non-toxic and all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, yeah, right, dude. We gotta get out of this house. So, but I got up early enough that I made myself some coffee this morning.
That's what that cup back there is.
Sucking down life juice since about 5-ish.
Since 5?
I don't know.
Since 5?
Yeah. I tried to make my own iced coffee, but apparently I did it backwards. I've never made my own iced coffee. I just watched the Sopo people do it. And so I made a big old thing of coffee, and I put a bunch of ice in my cup first, and then was like, shh, and it just all melted, so I have lukewarm coffee. And now I understand why it's going to be spewed out of his mouth, because it's kind of gross and tastes weird.
Yeah, so what you're supposed to do, we used to work at the S-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to, remember, double brew it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you make just a little bit, you double brew it to where it's really, really strong, mm-hmm. and then you get the ice, and it's like the no tea, or the no water in your tea, even though there's water, it's just double brewed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh, it's too early. I don't know how you even attempted iced coffee this early in the morning.
I did. I don't know what my dog was just staring at me like, you okay? I'm like, dude, I'm great. Making some iced tea. Or coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, so it kind of worked out.
I don't understand how I didn't even wake up that early. I was assuming you're going to be in the same mood as me as, oh, no.
No, dude.
Everything bad is happening today.
One, it's July 2nd.
Yes.
So it's a great month.
Yes.
My birthday's this month.
It is.
Two, it's a short week because Wednesday is 4th of July and people are going to be blowing things up.
Good.
Three, there's really just two.
Just two things that you're excited about.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait for that high to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then paint fumes. Real paint high. Fume.
So by 7:12,
you should be...
I'll be asleep.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to assume.
Shortest morning show on record. So,
yeah.
Dude, this weekend, though, we had a chance to go see the Batmobile. The Tumbler,
excuse me. Let's get this right. It's a Tumbler. It's from Gotham City.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
You're on it this morning, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Proud of you right now.
Thank you.
And what else do we see?
Well, Batman was there.
Yeah.
The Tumbler and the bike that is attached to the Tumbler and it goes vroom in the movie.
You were doing such a good job pretending like you knew what you were talking
the
about.
The Tumbler was all in the Batpod. But here's the thing.
Pod.
The Batpod wasn't written on the side of the truck.
What?
It only says Tumbler Tour.
Oh, it's a Tumbler Tour. Right.
It's amazing that I even know what it's called.
Huge Warner Brothers semi-truck pulls up out front of Astro Zombies yesterday and starts deconstructing like an Transformer, Optimus Prime style, and inside the Batmobile, the Tumbler.
Yeah.
And the Batpod from The Dark Knight Rises.
It was, those tires were cool.
Yeah.
It was
amazing. They were like as tall as my children. They were taller than me.
Yeah, no, they were pretty tall.
They're huge.
I couldn't believe it. So, and when they fired that thing up, it was loud.
Yeah, it was crazy. And everyone was there, apparently.
Yeah.
Because like 8 friends had photos on Instagram. I'm like, I didn't see them.
Yeah, I didn't see you. I didn't see you.
The whole time. Oh, I saw you.
Yeah. that was rude.
I was looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, I saw you.
I wasn't talking about you. It was cool, though. And I want to thank you right now for sparing my children their innocence.
Yeah, no, I mean, Batman was there. Three of them were there.
Which was great.
That was cool. Flash was there.
Yeah, which is cool. And then also, The Flash. Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
And or Catwoman.
Yeah.
But we can call her The Flash. It's cool.
It was close enough.
Wow, dude. Seriously?
I had to pull your kids aside and be like, that's not Catwoman.
Yeah, because they were so excited.
Can I take a picture?
Can we take a picture with Catwoman?
No. Those are weird levels for you guys to be standing at. No.
It was like, I wish I could, son, but I'm not even allowed to look to take the photo. So.
Which was cute. We were walking
they
past.
They were so stoked.
Yeah, no, they were excited. And I remember walking from the restaurant all the way back to the place where the tumbler was at, and they're like, oh, don't look at this, and they turn the other way, and they're like, Luke was like, Jack, you look at Michelle. Jack just goes and looks at me. And it was so cute.
They get so amped
because that they can't look.
Yeah, they were freaking out yesterday.
Yeah.
It was one of the better afternoons on record, I would say. They had fun.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It was fun.
You and Kelly were there, and that was cool.
Yeah, and then everyone else. Blast.
Yeah, so. And then everyone else, including the news and the police, and which was good.
I wanted to get on the news and then be like, so tell us about this. I'm like,
oh, dude.
Well, I am the biggest fan of Superman. And so I am amped to be here.
That would have been incredible.
I would have loved to be on the news.
Oh, man, you should have done that.
I tried. I stood there for a while. It'd be so funny.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. For about 8 seconds, actually, because it was incredibly cool. And then you're like,
oh, my feet are melting.
So I've seen it.
Yeah.
Now what?
Exactly. We got there and it was still on the truck. I didn't know they were going to take it down.
Oh, okay.
And so we got there and it was on the truck and I'm just like, well, there it is.
Right.
Cool.
Sweet.
Let's stand in the shade. Let's stand back.
Oh, man. Good weekend. How was your weekend? 505-338-3700. It is Monday morning. And, yeah.
You are awake.
I am awake and excited. We're going to play some games today.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got stuff lined up. We're going to give some stuff away. It's going to be a blast.
Okay.
So everybody keep this remembered. 505-338-3700. That's the phone number.
You can just program it into that phone of yours, too.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Got a culture shock for you right now. This one from the Black Keys. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Reliant K, The Distance, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Steve-O and Mitch.
I need coffee.
You do?
Yeah.
You want some of mine?
No.
It's iced.
No, it's not.
So it's a cool 74 degrees.
That's disgusting.
I really blew it with the iced coffee thing. I totally forgot how to make it.
But you're still drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Because it's life fuel for 6:21 morning.
I'm really confused by how you're acting right now.
Really?
Because you're so awake.
I am.
Usually you're just quiet.
I can't help it, dude. I'm really excited. Did I mention that Amazing Spider-Man comes out tomorrow?
No, you didn't. You didn't mention that. Why is it coming out tomorrow, not on Friday? Don't new movies come out on Friday?
Yes, but they are brilliant because Wednesday
is 4th of July.
Yes.
Okay.
And the theaters are open and everything else is closed. So what do you think people are going to do on Wednesday?
Go see Amazing Spider-Man.
Right.
I saw Captain America.
At least that's what they hope. You saw it last night.
Yeah.
You watched Captain America last night?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was so good.
Right?
And my heart broke at the end.
Oh.
It was heartbreaking.
No, spoiler.
It was heartbreaking.
You can't just bust that out because I thought you were about to say something.
Turn off the radio if you haven't seen this movie.
Okay, if you haven't seen Captain America. Okay, 5, 4. Okay, go ahead.
He missed his date.
He did.
He missed his date. That's all I could think about. I was like, man, that sucks.
You are such a chick. Which is good. But the funny thing is, I even thought that because it was like, in the comic books, they were totally together and dated for a long time. They really, so he didn't miss his date.
Yeah,
in
but
the
this
comic.
Was better and sad at the same time. Because 70 years. Are you kidding me?
So is this weird and creepy or is this cool?
No, he does not see her again. Yeah, tell me what happens.
Okay, in the comics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the comics, Cap sees her again and she's old and her granddaughter.
No, no, no. This is like, no, no. No, this is too weird.
Okay.
He's going through generations. No.
Her granddaughter works for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, gosh.
And
I just got the chills.
They end up together.
This is like Peter Pan.
So he ends up with the granddaughter because she reminds him so much of her grandma.
So that's what we expect.
True story. Oh. In a fake story.
So true.
Can I say that? True story?
In a fake story? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thoroughly creeped out.
Really?
Well, I mean, I guess that happened with
totally
like,
makes sense
Peter
to me.
Pan and when like with like Wendy and then her daughter.
What?
Well, yeah, because Wendy grows up but Peter Pan doesn't. So
what story is that?
Hello, J.M. Barrie story.
I have no idea what
Yeah, with Jane.
About. I have no clue what you're talking about. That's not real, though. Peter Pan's the only real one because it says Disney on it. Is Peter Pan not a Disney story?
No.
Oh.
J.M. Barrie, did you never see Finding Neverland with Johnny Depp?
I did see that.
See?
Oh, right. That's the dude. Okay. Did you just ner me?
I did.
Okay. That's right.
J.M. Barrie, he wrote the book.
Speaking of sad, that was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
There was no uplifting moment. There were
nothing
any.
Good about that. It was like,
except
oh,
for
by the,
the
way, Peter Pan was written through this. It was the worst movie ever.
I know. I bought that movie before I saw it because I love Johnny Depp. So I was like, oh, I'm just gonna buy it. Mm-mm. And then I never wanted to watch it again.
Yeah, ever. Ever.
Same for my birthday. I got 7 pounds, and I'm like, do you know what movie
never
you
saw
just
it.
Bought me?
Never saw it.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
For that reason.
You'll just cry the entire time. There's nothing good about it. Yeah. You just cry.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Pursuit of Happiness. Did you see the Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, and cried.
Yeah, yeah. Movies like that, I can't. Well, like, when you watch the trailer and you're crying, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
It's already got well, me. Good that, job, you.
No, that's not true. I cried for the Where the Wild Things Are trailer.
Oh.
Cried. Didn't like the movie.
I just turned my back on you.
Didn't like it.
I just turned my back on you.
Love the book.
I am shunning you for the rest of the show.
Didn't like the movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was.
Okay, here's what you need
so
to do.
So weird.
You need to see that movie again with my children.
Will they cry?
I think that's part of it, actually.
Yeah,
because
it must have been.
To be completely honest, I loved yesterday. I even put this on Instagram. I just loved being with them yesterday because I got to be a big old kid with them.
Yeah.
Because they were freaking out. We went and saw the Bat Tumbler,
mm-hmm.
The Batmobile in layman terms.
Yeah.
Went and saw that and the Bat Pod, and the boys were absolutely freaking out because Batman was there, and their excitement gets me excited. And in movies like that, dude. They went crazy. That's one of their favorites.
Really?
Yeah, we've seen it 1,000 times.
Okay, so, I feel like the trailer gave me this, like, hope.
Yeah.
And I was amazed by it. Like, in tears over probably, like, a 2-minute trailer.
Yeah.
And then for the movie.
Have you ever read the book?
Yes, of course I've read the book.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what they were going to do with it because I've read the book. And the book is wonderful.
Yeah.
But how are they going to make a 2-hour movie out of that?
Right.
And when they did it, I was overwhelmed with how much of nothing it was.
Really?
Yeah.
You make me sad.
I don't care. I don't care. I'm telling the truth, okay? I'm being myself.
Well, I don't like yourself. So it's cool.
Rude. That was rude.
6:26 now. I'm sorry. Ugh. It's Monday morning.
It is.
It's July 2nd.
July 2nd.
Can't believe it's July already.
July 1st already went.
Yeah.
It's already gone.
Good job. Way to go. It's Steve-O and Captain Obvious this morning. Hanging out. We got some music for you now from Caleb. And I'm not going to say that it's the children of Stephen Curtis Chapman because they wouldn't want that.
You just said it.
So, yeah. But it's Caleb.
Yeah. Children of Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah.
Weird that they're the children of
really?
Him.
Why? Because it's good music? Because Stephen Curtis Chapman was good music.
Not
says
anymore.
My mom.
Like, yeah, not anymore.
Song's called The Long Walk. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. It's been a long
walk. You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. morning. 6:35 now on your Monday morning.
Or if you're looking at my clock, it's 6:40.
Oh, that's good.
6:41.
Your clock's just way ahead.
I don't understand. Ahead of the times.
Yes, totally ahead of the times. Trying to just, anyways, whatever.
Never mind.
It is July, and tomorrow, I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of excited.
Why?
Oh, Spider-Man.
That's right, Spider-Man.
I have a life-size bust in my home of Spider-Man.
Wait, a what?
Life-size bust, you know, from like the shoulders up. You know how like cultured people normally, they'll have like, it's like a, oh, it's a Shakespeare thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like from the shoulders up, or like you go to the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland and it's like they talk and stuff.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yeah.
They're called busts.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I have a life-size bust, so shoulders up, that's this big.
Of Spider-Man.
Of Spider-Man.
Do you ever put it on?
Do I ever put it on? No, it's made of like, no. It's a statue, Mitch.
Oh, it's a statue. I thought it was like one of those like rubber.
No.
Oh my gosh.
No, like when you go into a culture.
You know, you had it. You know what you could have said?
Huh.
A life-size statue.
I have a life-size statue of Spider-Man.
A life-size from the shoulders up statue.
From the shoulders up. So I'm a fan.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah?
That was actually gifted to me.
What if you see the movie and it completely disappoints you?
It may. Because sometimes I think when you're so excited about something and you have set the bar so high in your mind, then you get there and you're like,
it didn't happen.
It didn't go as expected.
Yeah.
And right now it's actually getting pretty mixed reviews.
Really?
Yeah, because people are saying, why did they have to reboot it so quickly? It's really, really dark, and Spider-Man is not a dark character, so it looks like they try to go the Batman route. So I'm like, oh, man. So we'll see.
So what are you not excited to find out? Like, what are things that you're hoping don't go wrong?
I don't know, because from the trailer, I'm already more excited about that than I am all the other Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even like those.
I'm sorry. Tobey Maguire.
No, it was weird. It was weird.
Spider-Man 2 was fantastic.
I think what I hated the most about it was like in 2006 when the whole emo thing became the fad.
Oh, dude.
And then
emo Spider-Man.
Eyeliner. Yeah, I was so angry.
First of all, it's guyliner when it's dudes.
Oh, yeah, guyliner. That's
and
right.
Mascara.
Mascara. Guyliner,
right.
Mascara. Yeah.
That's right.
To remember that one.
Yeah.
But
so it was kind of cool because it's, you know, Peter Parker.
Yeah, no.
He was listening to Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah. Vindicated.
Oh, that's right. That was actually in. That is amazing.
See?
Completely forgot. You're right. They did go emo with the soundtrack and everything.
They did. It was weird because it went from like, from Dashboard to Nickelback.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Stay consistent with your soundtracks. That's all I gotta say.
I'm excited. Spider-Man 2 was great, but you know what else I'm excited about? I'm excited about the Lizard because the bad guy.
Ew.
No.
Yeah.
The bad guy in the movie.
Who's that?
The Lizard.
Yeah, I know, but
Dr. Kirk Connors?
Who's it played by?
Reese Evans. Reese.
Or it's R-H-Y-S. Reese.
Yeah, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Evans, is that it?
Yeah.
Reese Iphens. Whatever his name is.
I don't know his last name.
Anyways, but we posted this story on Facebook now because I seriously feel like it's a hoax. It's a stunt. It's a ploy to get people to, I don't know.
Why can't it be real?
I don't think it's real. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form this is real, but you need to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Apparently, a blue and red lizard with a striking resemblance to Spider-Man was found.
I don't know if it was just found or if they're just making it public.
Whatever. It's the day before Spider-Man comes out. I think it's a stunt, and I'm like a crazy Spider-Man fan. And if that's real, I'm going to Africa and finding him right now.
No way. Daily Mail totally put this out. That can't be fake. I was trying to find some really good... I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah.
Look, these people.
I don't know how this could be real, but get there. We posted the story. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Basically, what is... I didn't read the whole thing, but this family like found...
Yeah, they found this lizard and they're like, wow, that looks like Spider-Man. Let's take an amazing picture of it and then take a terrible picture of ourselves.
Wow.
Sorry, guys.
That was lame.
But they found... They're on holiday in Kenya.
Dude.
And they captured the image of that lizard.
Let's be honest. It's a stunt for the movie.
Okay, I'm like, what the heck is this?
This is Spider-Man's theme song, Mitch.
I'm sorry.
something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You need more than three words.
Look out! Here comes the spider lizard.
So
I'm serious. Check it out.
The lizard is a Mwanza flat-headed agama, and they're native to Africa, and they live in groups with one dominant male, kind of like a pride of lions. Right.
Usually the most colorful, and this one is super colorful, and seriously looks like Spider-Man. There is no way this is real.
He's even like got this the crouching stance of Spider-Man.
Dude, there's no way.
It's so weird. Look at that.
It has got to be a stunt. There's no way the day before, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's possible.
Dude, and by the way, I thought we were trying to get healthy as a nation. It's like, you know, fast food nation, and we need to get healthy and all this stuff. Yesterday, my kids come up and they say, hey, did you know that if we dress up like Spider-Man the day the movie comes out, we get a free burger at fill in the blank?
What?
Yeah. It's the son of Carl. The son of Carl, okay?
Well, those...
If you go to his establishment dressed like Spider-Man, you get a free, like, heart attack in a burger.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is a heart attack.
It's like a grilled cheese, bacon, like, gnarly.
Oh, wait, bacon? Just looks... I just want the bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, really? Really? Because how many grown-ups do we know are seriously like, dude!
Honestly, at that...
I'm going!
At that thing... I knew there were going to be so many people dressed up as Batman and not kids.
Yeah. Yeah, was it weird that there were more adults than kids dressed up yesterday?
I thought it was weird until I remembered all of the midnight showings of Harry Potter that I went to.
Mm.
And those people dressed up crazy.
Yeah.
And it was, and they acted like it too. Like, at least these Batman were just like,
sup?
What's up?
It's really hot.
Yeah. About to pass out.
Yeah.
But like people who dress up like in Harry Potter outfits, they're like, Avada Kedavra!
And you're like, I don't know what you're doing.
And I'll just, because like I'm stupid fan too, but I just stand in line and I don't dress up.
Me and Joey used to have this, my dear friend Joey Belleville, used to have a TV show on the CW, and we actually went out for the midnight launch of, I believe, Goblet of Fire. I can't remember.
The movie or the...
The book.
The book, okay.
I can't remember if
Funny
it was
thing,
Goblet
I was there at Barnes & Noble.
Okay, see, it was at Borders.
No, it was Borders. I went to Borders at
at Uptown?
Yeah.
We were filming there.
I know, I
and
saw you. I remember.
All you crazies.
I was not crazy.
It was weird, man.
I was not crazy.
People get... And so, yeah, that being said, we... I don't know. You're right. I want to go sit at that restaurant and see how many grown-ups walk in that day dressed like Spider-Man. And I'm wondering how many times that day they get robbed. Because seriously.
Robbed?
Yeah.
Because they can't. They don't
because
have any...
a grown-up walking in like Spider-Man on that day is normal.
Yeah.
Just going to say it.
Yeah.
Honestly, how many Spider-Men out there are really above reproach? If you're a grown man dressing like a Spider-Man to get a free burger, chances are it's not above you to rob the junior of Carl. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay, well, it could happen, but where are they going to hide their gun?
They don't need a gun because they have web shooters.
Oh. Okay. So every Spider-Man is now real.
I guess so. I have no idea where we went with this. Amazing. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's the African Spider-Man lizard.
Wow, no. Let's rephrase that.
Here's the thing. Is the villain in the new Spider-Man movie is the lizard.
Right.
There's no way this is real. They just happen to find a lizard that looks like Spider-Man.
And
really?
Then maybe they injected it and then killed it and then put it in a stance that looks exactly like Spider-Man.
Wow.
No, it's real.
That's a real lizard. They just photoshopped the red and blue, in my opinion.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
It's all real.
They have a gajillion dollars. There's a spider guy who is going to fling through the air on the big screen tomorrow. I'm pretty sure they have enough money to make a lizard look red and blue.
Well, then they should have had enough money to take a better picture of these people. Because it's like... The light is all off. It looks terrible. Like, you could tell the flash was on, but how did they get such a good picture of this guy?
Because, I don't know.
See?
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook to find out.
6:45 now, which means,
there's stuff happening. You should stay away. There's lots of construction on San Antonio and Wyoming, so...
Yep.
assuming that that's still going on and that it will probably still be happening for about a year.
I really hope it's still happening during 4th of July.
It'd be really bad. Also, I was driving on the freeway. I was going from the south to the north, and there was there was construction, and so expect
that
delays.
That totally helps.
Yeah.
Because the freeway's
from,
not...
No, from central all the way to, I don't know. It just don't go on the freeway. And that's it.
You are fired from traffic. You are the worst traffic human being I have ever seen.
Traffic human being? You call... Okay, let's get this clear. Trafficking is a different thing.
I didn't say... I said traffic human being.
Yeah.
It's like a traffic reporter. It's just
there
ambiguous.
There you go.
You're human, because I was trying to be PC, you know? I don't. You're a traffic person.
PC?
Yeah, PC. Politically correct.
Oh, okay.
And instead of saying traffic woman, traffic person.
No, I'm it's okay.
Man. Hey, there's look, a commercial happening. Break.
There's nothing happening.
Steve on Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
You know those people? The ones carrying stacks of the... Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
That's right, it's time to wake up.
Like that woman said, that was not me.
6:53 now, it is Monday morning.
I wish that was me.
Yeah, I know. So, according to Nate on Facebook, Google and Wikipedia both say that this lizard exists. And all of them are really red and blue.
Who said that it exists?
Nate, on our Facebook page. If you were paying attention.
Wow, I really need... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking about this Spider-Man lizard, which I'm telling you, man. Yeah. The red and blue lizard with a striking resemblance to Spider-Man.
I think he... It's real. It's real. Google says it's real. It's real.
I want one.
Okay, we'll be prepared to...
Except I know that I would kill it, which sucks.
I know!
That's the problem. My next-door neighbor, he breeds all these like crazy cool... like. Reptile of amphibian things.
Yeah.
He came over yesterday with they're called crested geckos. They're like the coolest geckos in the world. They're
crested.
Also expensive, right?
Yeah, they're like probably like what, over $100?
Yeah, they're cool. If you get a good one, you know what I mean? Well, you can go to like the Co. of Pets.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody's like sickly and dying and you're mm-hmm. like, hey, buy this pet that will make your kids cry in 3 months when it's dead. Made and that mistake more than once.
Gotta have the receipt.
Found out, oh, not so smart pet. Okay, cool.
Why don't you just get one from your neighbor?
Right. Well, that's My wife's done with like amphibian reptile things. But
they
anyway,
kind of smell.
So, yeah. So yesterday he came over with this little thing and pops it open. And inside he had three baby crested geckos, like no bigger than my pinky. That had just hatched.
That's
from
so
like
cute.
Eggs. And he's like, oh, let me show the boys. And he had like six little eggs that you put a little light up to it and you could see the little snake slithering around, little ball pythons.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Six of those. So I was like, oh.
Six ball pythons?
Six ball python eggs.
Eggs, they're going to get.
Oh, he has 20. He's just got snakes.
That's
and
his business.
That's what he does.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. now you and Kelly ever going to come back to our house ever again? Now that you know that there's so many snakes next door.
Here's the thing. I grew up around snakes.
Okay, cool.
My brother has a 6-foot python.
Red, what?
Yeah. No. Red something. It's a huge snake.
Boa constrictor?
Red, I think it's actually a red-tailed boa.
Okay.
I think that's what it's actually called. But it is 6 feet. And her name, he's had her since the egg. He's had her that long. And the best name that
He's had her since the egg.
Since the egg. But her name is Snakey.
Snakey?
Snakey. That's every single time I'm like, hey, Snakey. You could rip
like
my
that's
face
her real
off.
Name?
Yeah, no okay. other name. That is her name, Snakey.
Snakey the snake?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she...
So creative, your family.
I know. But whenever we used to live together.
Okay.
Back like probably 4 or 5 years ago we lived together.
Okay.
And he didn't have a cage for her.
No. Mm-hmm. What's
so
wrong with you?
So she would just go throughout the house. One time I found her in my dresser. That was cool.
Did you not?
That was cool. But the thing is, I grew up around snakes, so I wasn't ever afraid of her.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is a 6 foot, like, it could wrap itself around you and mm-hmm. constrict you.
Yeah, yep.
That is the dumbest idea in the universe.
And that's how we lived. It was totally illegal.
Glad that phase is over.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a nice cage now.
Okay, that's good.
Gets fed good. Once a month.
Like, we so can't afford to get both right now, so should we get the big old scary deadly snake, or should we get the cage first? Hey, man, let's get the snake. I really want one.
Nope. Nope. Because she had cages, but she grew out of them.
Oh, man.
And so whenever we, like, okay, to be fair, he did have a cage. It just didn't hold her.
Let's be fair here. I mean, let's be honest.
Whenever she ate, she went into the cage.
Our big giant killer snake totally had a cage, all right? We just couldn't fit the snake and the babies inside the cage at the same time.
How can you be afraid of a snake named Snakey?
Oh, man. That is awful.
Yeah, and he still has her.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
For many years.
Wow. All right. Well, apparently, sidetrack.
Sorry.
I need to get a lizard. Because
yeah.
Spider-Man the Lizard. I don't know. Check it out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I am not bought into this yet. I still think...
Google says it's real.
I don't care what Google says and Wikipedia. Because they say it's legit. But who's to say that Sony or whoever owns the rights to Spider-Man didn't just put all this stuff out there? Let's be honest.
That's messed up.
I love Spider-Man just as much as the next person. Probably more so since I have a life-size statue of Spider-Man my home.
Oh, but I'm sorry, you mean a bust. Fake.
It's a bust, yes, because it's from the shoulders up, therefore it's a bust.
It's a bust.
Google and Wikipedia it. It's real. It's a bust.
It's a bust.
Yes. Much like the 6 o'clock hour of our show. You know.
We just talked about nothing for an hour.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Aw.
Yeah, that's how I do.
Messed up. I feel there's stuff going on.
Yay.
Traffic lights are out at Louisiana between Manal and I-40, so treat all the dark intersections as a four-way stop.
Okay.
And that is your look at traffic.
That's it?
Literally, that's all I've got. If you have any traffic reports, go ahead and call us at 338-3700, because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know. We're dark.
Or like those intersections?
Well, no, yeah. But that's usually like...
Like the sun is
in
beating
James
down.
Bond movies, when they lose, we've gone dark.
Really?
They've gone dark. Yeah.
I just be like, it's not working.
They've gone silent, like on their cell phone. They've gone dark. Heard this?
No, I've seen one Bond
Who
movie.
Who are you?
I've seen one Bond movie.
It's not just in
Casino
Bond movies.
Casino Royale.
It's in everything.
Nuh-uh.
Everything where there's espionage and stuff.
Nuh-uh. They've never said dark.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Not doing that. Wow.
Bring back to childhood.
You know what? You want to prove me wrong? Google it. Because we've been talking about this Spider-Man.
Okay.
Lizard this morning.
We have.
And according to a recent survey, Google is now better than Siri.
Wasn't Google always better than Siri?
I don't know. According to this recent comparison, Google is better at answering questions than Siri. Google answered accurately 86% of the time, while Siri actually only gave the right answer 68% of the time, and did even worse in a noisy room.
Yeah, Siri never works for me.
Dude, Siri didn't understand a lot of simple questions.
Like?
Since the questions were typed into Google, it understood what was being asked 100% of the time. Siri only understood 89% of the time because, let's be honest, there are times where you're like, Siri!
That's not what I said!
Yeah, dude. Open your ears, Siri! In a recent head-to-head showdown, Google did better at answering all the questions, and here's the deal. Google gave the correct answer 86% of the time. Siri, 68% of the time. And here are the 6 questions that were the easiest that Siri struggled with the most, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you and see if you know.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, don't ask Siri.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
No, Siri doesn't know it. She had a hard time answering.
Okay, number 1. Are you ready?
Yes.
No, I want to see if you're better than Siri.
I'm not. Look, my phone is not on.
If you use Siri, I'm going to be so mad. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, number 1. Where is Elvis buried?
Memphis, Tennessee.
answer's Graceland.
Okay.
But that Graceland's in Memphis.
Okay. See? That was just a guess.
Judges!
Woo! All right.
Fine.
Okay.
What team does Peyton Manning play for?
Dallas Cowboys. The Steelers. Wait, the Jets. The Giants.
Really?
Plays for the Redskins. Plays for the New York Dallas Cowboys. I don't know. Denver Broncos?
Yes. Wow.
I don't know. Wait, hold on. You need to be proud of me for knowing all of those teams.
Touche. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Good job.
You're the winner.
You're the winner.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the winner. Good job, you. All right. Question three.
Mm-hmm.
When did the movie Cinderella come out?
Dang it. I just watched that movie.
So you should know this.
No, I shouldn't. 1976?
Hold on, Jeopardy music. 1976?
1984.
Cinderella?
1962.
Cinderella?
1948.
Oh, getting closer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, 1943.
Nope.
1945.
Other way.
42?
No, wait, other way the first time. Other way from the first time.
1949? Close. 1950. Woo! Oh. 76. Okay.
Dude,
I didn't know.
You're way better than Siri. You're just on it.
What does Siri say?
Siri, go ahead.
When did Cinderella come out? Hold on. What is my question?
Is it really Siri's fault or is this user error?
Checking on that for you.
Okay.
No. Cinderella. She can't even spell Cinderella right. What is the question?
When did the movie Cinderella come out?
When did the movie Cinderella come out?
Man. Come on, Siri.
I'm checking your current location.
That's not what
exactly.
I asked.
Siri gave times for movies.
Let's see.
At the nearby theaters.
I found 12 movie theaters.
Boom! Stupid Siri.
Dumb. What if I answered that? Let me check on that for you. There is a movie theater right down the street.
Okay, number four. How do I get from Boston to New York? Siri said, quote, I can only give directions from your current location. I cannot give directions to a place you are not in.
You go from Boston and you head all the way to New York.
Wow. Number five, what spices are in lasagna?
Oregano, salt, pepper.
Okay. Yeah!
I'm awake.
With him.
I'm awake.
Totally with that guy.
Yeah.
It is time to wake up now. Unless, of course, it's, you know, July 2nd and you're on your summer break and you're not working today, then let's go back to bed, bro.
Yeah,
let's
be honest. Why are you even awake? It's 7:30.
Seriously, dude. 7:30? Go to sleep.
Are you even real?
Are you even real? Wow. Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
And we've been talking about a whole lot of nothing.
Glad we're on the same page.
I found a great story that I just feel like needs to be talked about because let's be completely honest. Yesterday, you and I and a lot of friends, actually. There's about 1,000 people there. I don't know how many people were there.
In fact, some people didn't know about it. They saw our Instagrams and were like, oh, hey, that's right down there. And
they just
went.
The Tumblr, it's called the Tumblr Tour, but Warner Brothers basically is driving around the nation with the Batmobile and the Batpod, also known as the Tumblr.
Why do they got to make it so confusing?
Yeah. From the new Dark Knight Rises movie. And we went yesterday and took photos of my kids in front of it and my kids in front of it. I didn't take a single picture with, like, me.
Did you get a picture with Batman?
No.
Any of the three? No, I didn't. Oh, I did. It wasn't with Batman.
It was the best Bat photo I've ever seen because it really captured the essence of who Batman is.
Yeah.
In the shadows.
Yeah.
He seriously was just leaning up against the wall next to a bank.
Yeah.
So and people didn't even notice him.
Yeah. So
like, really?
Everybody was too busy taking pictures of the tumbler.
Yeah.
And so they're all literally standing in front of him, facing away, taking pictures of the tumbler, and he's just standing there.
Yeah.
Part of the crowd.
Yeah. Well, we put up a bunch of photos on our personal Instagrams. We should put one up on Statics. Huh?
Yeah.
We'll put one up.
Okay.
Cool photos of the tumbler and the bat pod or the bat cycle and the batmobile for you less nerds out there.
Bat cycle?
So, yeah, the bat cycle.
Is that what it's really called?
No, it's called the bat pod.
Bat pod.
Yeah.
Just stick to the...
Bat pod?
Bat pod.
But the bat cycle, because it's a motorcycle, it gives the idea that it's a motorcycle.
But it's a pod.
The thing from the second movie and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It shoots out of the...
And then
and you're like, what the heck? That's so cool.
That's crazy. It's like good stuff. Yeah.
So, I was really upset yesterday when that police officer got to sit on it.
Why were you upset?
Because no one else got to sit on it.
That's because they are law enforcement and they protect us. And therefore, they said, hey, law enforcement, you have special privileges because you take care of this great city. Thank you very much for your service.
Messed
yes,
up.
Yes, you can sit on it.
Messed up.
Why?
I wanted to sit on it.
Well, of course you did. What were you gonna, pseudo mediocre morning show. can I please sit on this?
I love Superman. I love Superman. I think I deserve to sit on this.
I wish you had done that.
Me too.
Oh, I'm kind of mad you didn't. Well, we took photos and we're about to post a photo on Instagram. However, I gotta be honest. Why are we doing this? Jealousy. To make other people jealous.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's the only reason I do that.
According to a new survey by T-Mobile, 30% of people say they post vacation status updates and photos on Facebook solely to make their friends jealous.
Yeah, some people have the most interesting lives ever.
Another 15% said they post vacation updates specifically in hopes that their exes are checking their Facebook.
That's messed up.
To make their exes jealous. They also found that 45% of people only post vacation photos where it looks like they're in a glamorous location and they look good.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you're just photogenic and you always look good in a picture?
I don't know. When you find somebody like that, you let me know. Oh, snap! What? Yeah!
You're a little out of control.
I am. 40% of people try and post a vacation photo daily while they're away for the purpose of making their friends jealous.
See, I don't have that mindset. I take pictures when I'm super bored and there's nothing else to do. And then you get a picture of my dog. Or like the other day I posted a picture of my floor because I was so tired of cleaning.
Yeah.
And there was just dog hair everywhere. And it didn't matter how much I swept. But when I'm on vacation or doing...
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
Well, the traffic lights are out at Louisiana between Monal and I-40. So treat every dark intersection as a four-way stop. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuno Road Northeast.
Yeah.
338-3669, but don't call them today because they're closed.
My stomach is eating itself.
So sad.
I'm so hungry. So I want a donut and I want it to be cream filled.
I'd like to dedicate this morning to Solomon's Porch.
For being closed.
Because you never know what you got till it's gone. So post-closed. Actually, yeah, it's pretty terrible this morning.
This isn't a joke.
Yeah,
okay?
There's no joke because there's no breakfast. That means no breakfast. So like the donut, the hole in my stomach
the
that's normally filled by like donuts or something is completely void and empty right now.
Or something healthy like parfaits.
Or Boston cream donuts.
I want Boston. Okay, Boston cream donuts.
Yeah.
Win always.
I'm just saying, there's this special hole.
So if you have any lying around at home, just lying around, and you're just gonna toss them. Don't toss them. Just bring them here.
Oh man! And then we'll post photos of them on Instagram to make others jealous.
Yes. Maybe post a picture of you as well.
Eating one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And happy. Oh.
Let's be honest. It sucks when you're sitting around at work and see one of your friends post a photo of their vacation or...
I'm so angry when people are always on vacation.
That happened to me this whole last week with your husband and with Nate Heitzig.
I know.
Because every time they posted a photo, like Nate was at Disneyland, check it out, I'm at Disneyland. And then Kelly's like, hey, I'm on the beach, check it out, baptizing people in the ocean.
So cool. No, he came back and he was a completely different person because... He was like 17 shades darker.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his legs were just red, actually.
And he talks like the turtle.
Hey, bro, right,
Jess. Right. It's going to be right on.
That's what he talks like. So weird.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah, right? But he still wears his like Ray-Ban glasses and looks totally normal.
Yeah, except when he takes off his...
speaks.
When he takes off his glasses, he has that tan line.
Yes!
So I'm like, wow, you look like dead. It. Put your glasses back on.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so according to a survey that T-Mobile put out, 30% of people only post stuff because...
They want
to make you jealous.
Kind of like we just named off our past 10 photos, and then we even went to 12.
Yeah, we went to, yeah.
Because like, we just wanted to talk about ourselves and our pictures. Oh, this one was when I was cleaning my house.
And so the question is, what is our motivation behind any of the photos that we do?
Well, here's the thing. I have this thing called Pinterest.
Okay.
And literally, it's just a website where you can go on and get cool ideas, do-it-yourself ideas, cleaning, anything like that, or just fashion, whatever you want to do. But here's what happens. I sit there and I look at these pictures for so long that I go through the entire inspired phase to completely uninspired because I can't accomplish any of this in a day.
Dude, how did you do this weekend? Because I don't know if you noticed, but this weekend, thanks to some electrical storms, Netflix... Instagram and Pinterest all went down.
Yeah. Well, it took me about 2 hours to realize that this one person was not the last person that posted.
Yeah.
And so I was like, there's something wrong. So what I did, instead of freaking out and being like, everyone, what's wrong with Instagram? I just Googled, what's wrong with Instagram?
Yeah.
And they told me that it was like a massive heat wave. And I was like, oh, okay, wait for a while. It didn't help that the first thing instead of typing in Facebook now, the first thing I do is click on Instagram.
Yeah.
So it was just weird because every time I'd be like, oh, yeah, it doesn't work. So I just go back to Twitter.
Isn't that sad that it's almost like you're programmed to, when you grab your phone, there's like three little apps that you're always just going to press?
Yeah, that's why I don't read my Bible on my phone.
Yeah.
Because I just inevitably will end up at Instagram or Facebook, or not Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Down.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Down this weekend.
I didn't die.
It was so bad that we're sitting there at home and it's just in. It was like crazy CNN story because people were freaking out so badly.
No, what happened?
I'm not kidding.
It is so disheartening.
Really? And people were taking to Twitter, freaking out, saying, what happened to Instagram? I don't know what to do.
Well, what's funny is that Instagram has a Twitter.
Yeah.
So,
and they tweeted, hey guys, sorry, technical difficulties. At least Pinterest was honest. Hey, electrical storm, we're down, bro.
Yeah.
So Netflix went down, which is crazy when you think about that. That cloud service, all of those servers were basically hanging out together.
Yep.
So one goes down, and then you've got Pinterest, Instagram, and Netflix all down at the same time. So people are like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I can't go outside. Are you kidding me? People
what
are
if
seriously
something happens?
Freaking out. I was looking at some of the tweets, and it was like, you know, mid-movie or mid-episode of, you know, TV shows or something, and people lost it and just started taking to Twitter. You got to go read some of them. They were hilarious.
Yeah.
I read the story on CNN. But.
I've reread people's tweets, like when they retweeted.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Twitter? Or some dude was like, I don't know what's wrong with your guys' Instagram. Mine's working fine.
Really?
But it was a joke. Like, this is joking.
See, and then I was like, what? Really? I didn't have Instagram. Mine's down. Man down! I don't know. Anyways, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Yeah, according to a new study put together by T-Mobile, 30% of all people who post status updates or, you know, photos are doing it solely to make your friends jealous. So the question is, why do you post stuff? 505-338-3700 or Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Velve says to laugh, try to get others to laugh and be the
Here, let me I'll stop this for you and then okay, ready? Go ahead.
And be the smart I am. Good job.
Yeah, yeah.
I am sorry we have such shallow people out there. It's okay. Don't worry about
it's
that,
totally
Bill.
Cool. Yeah, can't apologize for people being shallow.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
It's not going to go away.
Not your fault, Valve. Faye says, for photos, so I don't have to save the pics on my phone taking up space. And that's why I had Facebook for so long. I'm with Faith on that. But then I deleted my Facebook, and I don't care that I lost any of those photos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, man.
I have photos, but they're any of the ones that I really wanted to save, I have on a flash drive.
Okay. What happens if you ever lost that flash drive?
Well, then it's over.
Really?
And I probably
you don't have a backup of the backup?
No.
Of the backup?
I won't remember what I lost.
That's true.
Yes.
Do you ever go back and look at any of those photos?
Yeah, and it's weird.
Really?
Like, oh, yeah, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
When I had a really terrible digital camera.
That's
sad. It was like worse than my camera phone.
You're like, dude, check out these old photos from high school.
You can't like so.
Except I have to go actually dig them up and show you real photos. This is what they used to look like when they were actually printed.
I know.
Yeah.
Even printed photos now look weird to me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when you print them now off of like right. from your phone to whatever, looks so weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. According to a new survey by T-Mobile, 30% of post updates and photos on Facebook and Instagram are solely to make your friends jealous. So why are you really posting? Let us know. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Micah Talks. Also, Copeland and Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio is a non-commercial radio station.
On Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
8:06 on your Monday. It is July 2nd, and apparently there's a lot to celebrate this month.
4th of July?
Well, yeah.
Your birthday?
Oh, yeah, that's
you're gonna
two.
You're going to be 28.
Dude, 26 years old.
26
How crazy
years old.
Is that?
Gosh, that's amazing.
22 years old.
22?
Yeah, 23 years old.
23 plus 10.
Yeah, I'm going to be old. I had a page here.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for, there's actually a whole lot of things to celebrate this month. Like a list of a bunch of...
Are you real? It's not that.
I totally must have trashed it.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind, everyone.
Never mind, world.
Is that it? No?
Yay!
Oh, are you real? I get it. Don't worry about it!
Thanks, bro.
Dropping papers.
Fourth of July is not the only holiday.
Okay.
And my birthday is not the only holiday. Because actually, let's be honest, my birthday is not really... an official holiday, per se.
It should be.
People get excited and celebrate it. I mean, come on.
You're like, I don't even celebrate
Let's
it.
Be honest. But, yeah. Are you ready for this? July 6th?
Uh-huh.
International Kissing Day.
Okay.
This started as National Kissing Day in the UK.
Okay.
But now supposedly gone worldwide. That's cool.
I don't know if that's cool.
Why not?
I don't know if I want to kiss everyone.
You're not supposed to kiss everyone, stupid.
You just call me stupid.
That's right.
Well, International Kissing Day.
Yeah, it means you celebrate kissing by kissing your spouse on International Kissing
see,
Day.
See, that's what I... okay, fine. That can happen.
July 11th, 7-Eleven.
Haha.
National Slurpee Day.
That is amazing. That I want a Slurpee.
Here's the problem,
right
though.
Now I want donuts.
Here's what's stupid about this. On 7-Eleven is National Slurpee Day, so 7-Eleven stores give out small free Slurpees to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's such a big deal because it's like, ooh, a free small Slurpee, that the lines average between 45 minutes to an hour and a half wait for a small Slurpee that normally goes for like 99 cents.
I'm putting this in, I know, right?
So it's
just
like,
wait.
You could go any other day of the year and it takes you 2 minutes because... let's be honest, how many people are really hanging out at 7-Elevens these days?
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
For good reason.
I'm putting that in my calendar, National Slurpee Day.
Why? So you can go stand in line for an hour and a half or
so
something?
So I can celebrate.
Yeah. July 13th, National French Fry Day. I like that day better, actually.
Does the Mickey D's give away French fries?
I was just about to say, some did last year, but only some. And it was like slight participation, and they just kind of didn't really... That's July 13th.
That's the 13th? Let me go and put that one in there.
July 14th. Should have pre-read this one.
Oh, you can't say that one?
Started in New Zealand and encourages you to celebrate the day nude.
Oh.
There's some really stupid holidays.
Wait, what? What
day? National Nude Day.
But what's what date is that?
That's the 14th.
Saturday, go for it.
Which is disgusting because the 13th is National French Friday, so everybody's going to be eating a bunch of French fries and getting chubby. Just in time to celebrate National Nude Day the next day, July 14th.
Yeah, not going to be celebrating that one.
July 27th, Bagpipe Appreciation Day, and you can be sure that every single bumper music and everything on that day is going to be bagpipes for our show. Because that'll be
the 27th
cool.
is a Friday. It'll be a day to celebrate.
Perfect. Right, like, put that in your calendar because you're going to remember that one.
National Bagpipe Day.
Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Pipe Appreciation
Day. Or okay. bad.
No, it's awesome.
No, because it's Bagpipe Appreciation
but
Day.
But let's be honest. What are the only songs you really know? There's the one by Blindside.
With bagpipes in it?
Or is... No, that's... Never mind. That's not... That's... She's just singing Corn. Opera. It's like the Swedish girl.
I know Amazing Grace from every funeral I've ever been to ever.
And then they're like national anthem. That's yeah. it. That's it. All I've ever heard on the bagpipes.
July 29th, National Lasagna Day. Because there's
Sunday.
No better summer food than
lasagna.
Really, really hot.
Ugh. Oh. I think we're in the same boat when it comes to like eating like hot foods on a hot day. That's not
yeah,
what I want.
Dude, it's disgusting.
Or drinking hot drinks. No,
right.
Everything is iced.
Iced coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Iced everything. Iced Americano sure would be great. Oh, SoPost close today.
Iced Americano and Boston cream.
Oh,
filled donuts.
Why are you saying that? We're stuck in the studio.
Because I don't know.
Not cool. Hey, here's what we'll do. We'll do a traffic update because it's 8:11.
Okay.
It's around that time to do traffic.
Okay.
So we'll do a traffic update so people know where not to go so that they in turn can go to get donuts. Sweet.
Don't go to Louisiana between Manal and I-40 because the traffic lights are out and it's going to take a while for you to get through because you have to treat every dark intersection as a four-way stop.
And everyone is selfish, let's be honest.
Yeah, and they just want to go, so it's going to cause car accidents.
It's going to be
horrible. Don't go there, especially if you want to get Boston cream filled donuts.
For your favorite DJs.
For your favorite DJs ever. That would be us here at Static Radio, 4001 Osuna Road. Northeast, we are located right here in the Calvary Albuquerque campus. You just, you go down, park in the east parking lot, you go down the stairs and head to the right of the baptismal, not to the left, we're to the right, we're in the building called The Connection. It's one door. You can go there, it's 8:00, so it's open.
Will you stop?
What? I believe them. I used to be the receptionist. I know how to
wow.
get here.
Wow. That is amazing. Amazing.
I'm just
You're
saying.
Like a child.
I'm just saying. That's how, right. That's where we are.
And that's your look at traffic.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch. Who's closed today?
Yeah.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast right here on the Calvary campus. Closed today.
Yeah.
338-3669. Closed.
Traffic around today. Calvary Albuquerque campus. Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, true.
No traffic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Take it just an extra 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, extra 3 minutes.
Head into work?
Nice quick stop.
Leave a few minutes early.
Gosh. Your child. Speaking of children, I want to talk about this, actually.
Huh.
A Hartford-based NPR station, WNPR, reporter Jeff Cohen. He has two little girls, Sadie, who's 5, and Eva, who's 3. Now,
beautiful names.
Kids do some remarkable things.
The darndest things.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They're amazing. What was I got this audio and I was in tears and had to absolutely share this audio. Sadie and Eva, 5 and 3, recently decided to rock some homemade haircuts and as you might expect, ended up looking a little interesting.
I guess you could put it that way.
We were just hanging out with the Carlsons, and they have two beautiful twins.
Girls.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful.
Funny.
Yes.
So funny.
One of them decided to rock her own bangs.
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
I have done that.
It was incredible. Looks like something straight out of like 1984 WWF haircut. To where it's like really, really short up here and then just long in the back.
Looks so good.
Cutest thing in the universe. Seriously. So, obviously, it's very interesting when, you know, kids get a hold of scissors. Thankfully, my boys never really did that. Luke actually one time got gum in his hair and decided to cut it out himself.
Well, that was smart.
So, I mean, that was good, right?
Yeah.
It's practical.
Didn't have to deal with that one.
couldn't really be mad at that.
Nope.
Because they're boys, so they can just shave their heads.
Yeah.
But when it's a girl, man, oh, totally different story. So,
totally
Jeff Cohen decided, like any good reporter would do, he would interview him. So he turned on his recording equipment and conducted probably the cutest interview on the face of the planet. So this is Sadie, who is 5, and Eva, who is 3, being interviewed by their dad about why they decided to get cute haircuts.
Yes.
All right, check it out.
Now, did you think that you wanted a haircut?
No.
But you told her you wanted her to cut your hair.
Yeah, but I really wanted a hair cutter to cut it.
When did you realize that something had gone wrong?
When I was finished and I put the scissors back, I looked at her and I was like, uh-oh, this is bad.
Did Sadie told you to come downstairs and show us?
Yeah. I said, I got my hair cut, Mommy. Isn't it nice? And Mama looked at it and she said, I heard yelling, Eva crying.
Sadie, Eva, what were you thinking?
Why were you thinking to cut your hair? I was crying and I said, Sadie cut my hair.
And I told you not to.
And what did you do with the hair?
I hid under the radiator.
Did you think we were going to like it?
No.
No?
I didn't know you were going to scream like that, though. Hair cutting it takes, like, a lot of concentration. You learned not to do it again. Ever again. That was really, really, really terrible, but everyone does that kind of stuff sometimes. It happens, like, once. Or twice. Or three times in every life. Or twice. Once.
What do you think about Eva's haircut now?
It's pretty nice. I can't imagine her hair long anymore. It's been so long since I cut it.
Unbelievable. That is Sadie and Eva, 5 and 3 years old, being interviewed by their dad as to why they decided to rock the clippers themselves.
Oh, it's so funny.
5-year-old gave the 3-year-old little sister a haircut.
I had to make my husband listen to that audio.
Quite possibly the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
We've been quoting it all weekend. It happens at least once, or twice, or 3 times.
In every lifetime.
In every lifetime. Or twice.
Or once.
I mean once. That's so funny.
Amazing.
Gosh, I want to know, what did everyone do as a child with scissors? When they got scissors, it was like, you were unstoppable.
I don't think I ever did that as a kid.
What?
Like I said, thankfully my boys. Maybe it's just different with girls. Because like I said, we're hanging out with some really good friends this weekend, and their little girls got a hold of some scissors as well recently. So, Static.
Hey guys, you absolutely have to post that audio clip on Facebook.
Is that not the cutest thing you've ever heard in your life?
I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I did it once. I did it once or twice or 3 times. I cut one of my braids off when I was little. A whole braid.
Oh my goodness. I bet your parents were so happy.
My mom thought it was not exactly the cutest thing. And I blamed it on my sister. And I'm actually an only child. So.
Oh, wow.
You blamed it on your sister?
I was like, my sister did it. My mom's like, you don't have a sister.
You're like freaking her out. There's like ghosts in the house.
Right?
That is amazing.
But yes, please post it.
We will definitely do that. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
I definitely did that.
Really?
Yeah. Well.
Recently? Because your hair is pretty short.
No.
Let's be honest.
No. I was like 6. You're rude. You're rude.
505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about these little girls, 5 and 3, who decided to grab the scissors and cut their own hair.
Oh,
I'm sure
so
we've all had
cute.
This.
Yeah.
That was loud and painful. If you're going to call, please stay on the line longer than 7 seconds. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to post the audio to our Facebook page. We will definitely do that. Hartford-based reporter Jeff Cohen, he has 2 little girls, 5 and 3, and recently the 5-year-old decided to give the 3-year-old a homemade haircut. And of course, as you might expect, it didn't end up looking very good. So like any good reporter, he grabbed the audio equipment and conducted probably the cutest interview I've ever heard in my entire life. So, Static.
Hi, when I was little, I didn't cut my own hair. I cut my Barbie's hair.
that doesn't grow back.
my mom kept my hair really short, and I just, like, hated the Kelly doll. And when I was little, they had just come out with that Barbie that the hair
the
grew
little
back.
Oh!
It was supposed to grow back. So I thought all Barbie's hair grew back, and I was so disappointed when it didn't.
Oh,
and so I
no.
cut all of my Barbie's hair. It was awful.
That's cool. They just had the Annie Lennox look going on. They were just like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and I hid the Barbie hair in a bag, and my mom found it in my room and thought that I was doing something weird.
That's awesome.
Nicely done. Thanks for the call.
Hi.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Did you find it?
I did. It's
amazing.
The full with the breaks and everything.
Right on.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's
I'm
so
down
funny.
With that. So make sure you get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Monday.
It is.
Cover to cover coming up in 40 minutes. What do you want to hear? facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, Johnny Cash. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static
I've
Radio.
For those who suffer long.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Welcome to Static Radio with Steve-O and Mitch.
And hello in the morning. That's
yeah,
us. You just said
okay.
good morning, so I didn't want to say it again.
That's okay.
Ugh.
That's okay, bro.
No.
I like your artsy photo.
Thanks. I posted on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So whatever. Chris says, the Dell mouse makes the whole computer come together. Whole composition come together.
Dell.
Yeah, Dell.
That's so artsy, but
I know.
Not.
It wasn't artsy at all.
Mm.
It was pretty
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. Dude, we posted the audio of this cute little interview, a 5-year-old and 3-year-old of Jeff Cohen. He's a reporter for NPR, and his kids decided to grab the scissors. And we've had a few calls this morning, which were pretty cute and funny and hilarious. And, yeah.
You never did anything like
any
that?
Any crazy run-ins with scissors?
Did you ever cut up anything you weren't supposed to?
Not as a kid. As a grown-up, there have been times where I've Chrissy's come home like, what did you do? Because I'll just get like wild hair, huh? And
just
like shave my
off.
Head. I just get frustrated, tired sometimes. I don't know.
It's so weird. I would never be able to. I guess I'm a girl, so.
I think I'm going to keep it for a little while.
It's already growing out.
I know. I have clippers at home, and I think I'm going to back to.
Okay.
Because I look like a Q-tip right now. Because it all grows out, and it's just fuzzy, and I'm like, cool.
It's like. It doesn't lay flat. It just...
I look like a device for cleaning the insides of people's ears.
Gross.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
That's disgusting.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm.
So, anyways, you can check out the audio at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Not so hilarious. Local news. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, fail.
Try again.
Do you want to be the breaking news
No,
person?
You do it. Oh, I'll push it. I'll push the button.
This just in. In Fort Dallas, New Mexico, library fines are no laughing matter.
I don't even want... This is horrible. A woman was jailed over the weekend for overdue Twilight books.
They really care about their Twilight
they
books.
They really super care about their Twilight
That's
books.
That's their best rent out.
Yes.
Rent?
I don't have Twilight music. I've got the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah,
music.
You do. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. That's not really Twilight. That's just the baseball scene.
Yeah, exactly. They're playing baseball, vampires, being vampire-ish.
In Fort Dallas, New Mexico, a mother of 5 racked up a $35 overdue charge.
And this is what our tax dollars are going to.
Let me say that again. A $35 overdue charge.
Oh, well, then of course I understand why she went to jail.
$35.
You don't see why she didn't go to jail? $35 to Portales is, you know.
She had rented out the Twilight book and movie, and she actually couldn't remember borrowing. She borrowed them back in 2010. But law enforcement apparently hadn't forgotten. They arrested her in front of her kids this month and forced her to spend the night in jail, the Albuquerque Journal reported.
God. gosh, that is so weird. That, no, really, I'm concerned about our tax dollars and where they're going.
Originally, police were at her place to investigate her husband on charges for an unrelated issue when they realized that Teal herself was wanted. Apparently, earlier summons and warrants for her arrest were sent out to the wrong address, so she had no idea.
Warrants?
Yeah. But her kids, aged 1 to 10, stayed at a neighbor's house while she was behind bars. Charges against her have been dropped, of course, but her lawyer says she plans to take legal action over the incident because, quote, my kids are still very emotional. They had to stay with a complete stranger. She said, my 3-year-old is traumatized over it. She will not leave my side. Can you imagine?
Over books and a movie.
$35 overdue charge. This happened in Portales, New Mexico. Local, what? New Mexico in the news.
Represent.
Woo! 5-0. That's how we do.
Or the 5. Uh-oh. Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
Really, bro. This is Portales.
I know.
Oh, yeah, $35.98 to be exact.
Oh, well.
In overdue charges. It was really that 98 cents.
See, I was going to say $35 is not a big deal, but
$35.98? That's almost $36.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So she rented out the Twilight book and movie and was promptly placed under arrest for overdue fees. This is why I don't have a library card. I'm just going to say it right now.
Here's the thing. My mom rented out a library book under my name when I was like 5, mm-hmm. and she never returned it. She never returned it. And so I was afraid to go to the library until about 2 years ago.
Under your name?
Under my card and everything. Because, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can have a card. Mm-mm. And so I was afraid to go back for a long time thinking, you know, I have a $100 fine for this book.
And?
She never, nothing.
They were cool?
They were cool. Albuquerque is cool. Just come to Albuquerque Library.
Albuquerque's cool. Albuquerque's legit.
Yeah.
They know what's up. Yeah, Portales, New Mexico apparently does not. Or on the flip side of that, really, I mean, just because she forgot that she rented the Twilight book and movie, does it make it okay?
Probably not. I doubt she forgot. I really doubt she forgot. She probably said, they haven't called.
Yeah.
She took that book and movie off their hands. You're welcome, Portales Library.
I don't know. Either way, she spent a night in jail over a Twilight book and movie and a $35 charge. Who knows what that's going to turn into?
Worth it.
Her lawyer says that, she's taking legal action because she was arrested in front of her 5 kids for overdue library fees.
That's dumb, yo.
Books are no laughing matter.
Yeah.
Unless it's Calvin and Hobbes, in which case, that's hilarious.
You can laugh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's good stuff.
But Twilight, that's real. That's literature.
That's real life. Unbelievable.
Oh, and that's your weekly update, I guess.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
It is terrific, isn't it?
I think so.
That's what I've heard. You know what else is terrific?
What?
Cover to cover.
Yeah, it is.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We do it every single Monday morning. It is a record in its entirety. Cover to cover. Thus named cover to cover.
When you said record, I thought you were going for like competition, like a record. They're setting a record.
No, it's like a...
I get it.
It's like a record.
I get it. It's just Monday and I'm having a hard time adjusting.
I'm sorry.
Back to the weekday.
You know what will help people right now being that it's 8:45?
Oh, no. Traffic lights are out at Louisiana between Manal and I-40, so treat it as a 4-way stop at every dark intersection and you should be fine. And unless you just avoid that area, because we still need Boston cream filled donuts.
You know, at 9 o'clock when we start doing cover to cover, we could actually probably just go drive and get some.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's people out there who want to get them for us.
You were so lazy on Monday.
The coffee didn't work as I had expected.
It did not. It's 8:45 now, and yeah.
It's like iced coffee now because it's in this cold mug.
Right.
And I'm not used to drinking it out of a mug.
You know what else doesn't work like we expect it these days?
What?
Your phone.
Why?
I was looking at a list of the top 10 uses of a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make you guess on some of these because I think I was kind of shocked at, you know. Remember back when you had a phone and it was actually used for...
To call people?
Phone calls?
I remember when caller ID was like, you have to pay for it.
Really?
You had to pay for caller ID. Well, not like cell phone, like landline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You had to pay for
it's
caller
like an
ID.
Extra $5 a month or
and
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was like $5 and it was this cool feature. They're like, oh, don't answer it. Don't answer it. It's so-and-so.
Wow.
Well, that's what happened in my house anyway.
Wow. Way to raise them up.
Yeah, you know.
There you go.
Parents taught me good.
Back in the dinosaur times, we would use cell phones for calling people. Get it? Dinosaur
yeah,
times?
Yeah, get it.
Flintstones?
Calling.
According to a new study, phone calls are now the fifth most popular thing we do with our phones. So,
calling, that's it?
10 things that we do on our phones. Yeah, the average amount of time that we spend on each thing is ridiculous.
Okay, so
okay, number what do you think the number one thing that we do with our phones is?
Internet.
Search
the internet.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't even read this. I have no idea. I've never seen this piece of paper.
Did you read this?
No, I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
I was gonna be so mad.
No crossies.
No crossies. Wow. Okay.
I'm not crossing my fingers.
Number one, internet.
Yeah.
Top 10 things we do with our phone. Number two.
Take pictures?
Text. No, that's number seven and number 10, actually. On
really?
The list. Yeah. Number seven is texting. We spend about 10 minutes a day texting. I don't know who they interviewed, but it must have been my mother because
I spend way more than 10 minutes.
I was going to say. Taking photos was down at 10th, but I don't know.
So if one is internet. Two is...
To me, this is internet. Number two. It's really
Facebook?
What you do, number one. There you go. Social media.
Social media. I don't have Facebook.
Social media, number two. Number three.
That's internet.
We're about to use our phone for this in a few minutes, actually.
Play music.
Good job. Number four.
Number four is...
Woo!
Games?
Yeah.
That was Angry Birds.
Yeah, good
job. It was... Oh, and you even did it backwards, like for me.
I did. Huh?
Look at you.
Look at that, because normally I would go like
that.
Be
a great pastor. They have to do everything backwards.
Ah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I did the illustration backwards.
Yeah.
Feeling much cooler now. Number five, phone calls, because I said it was the fifth most used thing. This is the top 10 things we use our phone for. Shockingly, phone calls, number five. Number six, I don't know that anybody uses it for this. Apparently it's number six.
I don't know.
Emails.
Emails?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Does email even exist? Why do we have to have an email?
I agree.
I agree
with you 100%. I use it at work.
Yeah.
Like for work purposes when like artists or, you know.
Yeah. People. That's what I have it for.
That's it. Number seven was texting.
Okay.
Number eight, watching TV, movies, or videos.
Okay.
I could see that.
I downloaded a Disney app on my phone. It was free.
Uh-huh.
I can watch Disney shows if I wanted to. I just wanted to see if it would work.
You are 12.
No. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see if it would work. I still have it. I haven't deleted it.
You are grown up in a 12-year-old body.
Wrong. Wait, that's rude. Did you mean to say that?
Number nine. Reading books.
We have 7 minutes
magazines.
to cover. 7 minutes. Apparently, I look like a little girl.
I didn't mean that. In a 12-year-old person.
Mind?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You're a 12-year-old mind in a grown-up body.
Number 10, taking photos. Top 10 things we do with our cell phones, and the fifth most popular thing is actually using it for what it was meant to be for. Phone calls. That's crazy to me. You're not even responding. Hey, we got to take a quick break.
We need coffee.
Coming right back. We got cover to cover. It's looking like Reliant K is going to be our winner this morning.
It really does.
I don't know. So, Jessica out in Australia.
That's not it. That's not.
Definitely be listening if you choose Reliant K, she said.
Well, here's the thing. She doesn't sound like that.
Hey, good day. It's Australia.
Closer, I guess. R?
They're pirates out there. Yeah. Did you see Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with Australia.
No.
Okay, sweet. Steve on Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio.
Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
It is time to wake up, dude. Seriously, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
I'm saying that to myself because I still need to wake up. Been doing this for 3 hours.
I know. I feel like we've got a whole lot of nowhere. We went nowhere today.
What are you talking about? Incredible morning of awesomeness.
What happened?
Let's see. We talked about being selfish and
then we were selfish.
Posting photos about yourself for jealousy purposes on Instagram.
And then we named our top 10 photos or the last
pretty
photos
much.
We
yeah,
took
pretty much.
On Instagram. Lame.
If you missed a part of the show this morning, you can catch it in podcast form at our website, mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yes.
It's there every day.
So today was funny.
Today was interesting.
Apparently,
it was a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a holiday week. And so, everybody listening, thanks for hanging out and being a part of the show this morning. All yes. The phone call we got this morning was awesome.
You mean phone calls? No phone call.
Actually, we had a few people calling this morning. It was fun.
It's true.
I'm telling you right now, if you missed the interview with the 5-year-old and the 3-year-old, we talked about this about an hour ago mm-hmm. or so. A 5-year-old cut her 3-year-old little sister's hair, and the dad, who works for NPR, decided to interview the two daughters after one gave the other a horrible haircut. And the audio is hilarious. We posted it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And we actually have cover to cover.
Now-ish.
Now-ish coming up in about 3 minutes. It looks like Reliant K is the winner.
Yeah, there's a lot of votes for Reliant K, mm-hmm, yeah. Specifically.
Yeah. And if you missed it, the Tumblr and the Batpod were in town yesterday from The Dark Knight Rises. We posted a bunch of photos. Astro Zombies, who, you know, sponsors us by helping us with Free Comics Friday and giving us some cool stuff for the guide, GamerMovieGuide.com. And yeah, we talked about it this last week.
On
leading
Friday?
Up to the event, Natasha. And talked about it leading up to the event, and yeah.
We talked about it on Tuesday as well.
Yeah.
Because Yo was in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We totally talked about it.
So everybody who got to see it was stoked. TJ on our Instagram said, "Oh, I totally forgot! Stupid Costco!"
Yeah.
So he was out at Costco and missed out on the awesomeness that was the 5 seconds of the Batpod.
Yeah.
In Tumblr.
It was, you know, it was cool, but like once you got there, you're like, there it is.
Cool, sweet. So that's what it looks like.
In person.
Awesome.
It was funny. It was funny hearing reactions from cars passing by, though.
Like honking?
No, they like people like, oh my gosh! They just like driving
as
past.
They're driving past. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was glad the police finally showed up because let's be honest, it got kind of out of hand there for a second.
Yeah.
So when the police showed up, it was like, oh sweet, thank you Lord. There's now sanity brought back together.
Yeah,
or something.
It was scary seeing people try to drive through that, like driving through the crowds. I'm like, this is not a good street
That's
to turn
not
down.
Where you're supposed to go. Yeah, what was amazing to me is I was talking to Mike, the owner of Astro Zombies, yesterday. When I showed up, there was a line of about 150 people just lined up, like in front of the store, all the way down the street.
In the sun.
And it was like, what?
Like the opposite side was
what are
the
they
shade.
Doing? So I went straight up to Mike, the owner, and was like, hey, Mike, why are these people lined up? Like, are you guys doing something special? And he said, nope, honestly, I have no idea. That's what happened when crowds form. People just start lining up. And no one had any clue why they were lined up or for what purpose. And
that man in the front was, like, super excited,
yeah,
though.
Like, dude, this is it.
I'm first in line.
First in line. For what? I don't know, but it's going to be awesome.
Which brings me to the fact that I want to someday start a line to nowhere.
That would be amazing.
Like, nowhere.
We need to go pull up to like the Century 24, like the big movie theater here, and stand and just line up. And just people come up and
lines,
no,
right here.
Lines right here. What's this line for? Dude, trust, line's right there. I don't have time. And just see how many people we can actually get to line up behind us. There's like 150 people in line.
I know. It was
for
so dumb.
Nothing.
Their feet were melting to the ground.
Static.
What up?
What up?
You guys here this morning?
How you doing, Shane?
Phenomenal, dude. It's Monday, man. Did you have a good weekend?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Went and saw the Batmobile in person.
Nice.
You know.
Did you get to drive it?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did. All right. When I was in the Navy, dude, when we're in the military, it's all about lines. And that was something that some of the guys in the Navy used to do. They'd just go and stand in front of a door and just line up. And dudes walking by literally would just start getting in line.
is unreal.
And it was so re-frickin-diculous. You're like, that's not really happening, but it is.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, that actually happened. So it's like, well, I want some of whatever you're getting. What are you getting? Yeah. I'm getting shots, dude. Is that what you want? Yeah. Shots, dude?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, man, just want to call and say hi.
Hey, buddy.
You guys have an amazing week, dude.
Have an amazing week. You too. Love you, too.
God bless.
All right. Shane. Good old Shane.
And that brings us into Reliant K.
That does. Reliant K, it is our cover to cover this morning, and we got to hit the translator because it's the top of the hour, and it's our big fun. Hey, guess what? These are all the stations that jam us.
Yeah.
Well, this is us, so this is who we are.
So
we got to do that, and coming right back, Reliant K, right?
Yes.
There it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static Radio is KLYT Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Los Alamos. The Static Radio grid in New Mexico is K201BJ, Alamogordo, 88.5 FM, K218AK, Artesia, 91.5 FM, K201CY, Clovis, 88.1 FM, K207CQ, Gallup, 89.3 FM, K216AW, Grants, 91.1 FM, K211CW, Hobbs, 90.1 FM, K201CC, Las Cruces, 88.1 FM, K224CK, Las Vegas, 92.7 FM, K228DQ, Fortalis, 93.5 FM, K229AL, Cuesta, 93.7 FM, K250AB, Roswell, 97.9 FM, K220CE, Ruidoso, 91.9 FM, K212EH, Silver City, 90.3 FM, K216CK, Truth or Consequences, 91.1 FM, Colorado Grid, K214DE, Antonito, 90.7 FM, K293AO, Alamosa, 106.5 FM, and worldwide at MyStaticRadio.com.
What are you saying, Mitch?
I don't know.
GameAndMovieGuide.com. GameAndMovieGuide.com.
Good job.
That's where you can find all the photos of the Batpod and the Tumblr. Very, very cool stuff.
Or all the different views you could have gotten, which there are two.
Yeah.
Two views. The front and the back.
It's very, very cool. It's time for Cover to Cover now, and we do this every single Monday. It's an album in its entirety, front to back, cover to cover. And we got a lot of requests for a Reliant K's. Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here it is, cover to cover for your Monday morning. It's Reliant K, Static Radio. Reliant K.
It's not over.
It's not over.
Go ahead and turn us down.
Fine. I lift my eyes to you. I won't look very far, because you'll be there with open arms.
Is it over?
I think so. That was...
Okay.
Ooh.
Is a little better?
Yeah, a little bit. No.
A little bit.
It's Reliant K. We just played the entire album of Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say that a million times. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I must say. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, too. I'm a fan of pretty much every single one of those songs.
Yeah, me too.
I was just the annoying person in the office just singing around.
And you always do like the chick thing where you do the high harmonies. It's like when you're at worship service and we're like, if you're so good in harmonies, why aren't you on stage? Why I gotta sing in harmonies?
They didn't pick me this week, so.
Oh, okay.
No, I really am that person.
It's okay.
I did sing the lower harmony sometimes, so.
You can totally be that person.
Face I think it. It's,
you know.
I'm gonna do what I want.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Yeah.
I've decided. And I'm okay with that because that's why I kept you as a co-host.
Thanks.
What did I just do?
Because I don't know. You kept me as a co-host because I do what I want.
Yeah, because you're good at what you do.
Thanks.
Something like that.
I don't know. We just had to record a little something for the video team, and I totally sucked.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good job.
I can't read for the life of me if I'm supposed to be reading something right.
Nah. I was a fan.
Thank you.
In fact, everybody who has been part of our dating show and everything that we've done recently, this Sunday, our dear friend Pastor Nate Heitzig, who I do Shock Therapy Live with, is actually doing the main service.
Yes, he is.
And we got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Preparing for that. So that's coming up this Sunday, Saturday evening and Sunday for the Keep Calm and Marry On.
Yes.
That Pastor Skip Heitzig is doing here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
But Nate Heitzig, Pastor Nate Heitzig, this weekend.
Yeah, it's on dating.
All about dating. So, what does Nate know about dating?
Well, he kind of got married, and usually it's like a step.
You
date, and then you get married.
That's so weird. My wedding
was
planned.
And then you date your wife when you're married.
My wife. Oh,
get out of here.
Just kidding.
Go. Leave. 9:54 now, which means we are done. We are on out and making way for Adri. She's up next.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys again mañana.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks all seven of you for hanging out with us during the 4th of July.
Good few hours.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you're out there, facebook.com/mystaticradio, we want to hear from you and let us know, hey, I'm listening even though it's 4th of July weekend.
And he decided not to talk to us at all today.
Yes.
Or bring us donuts. Thanks, bro. Thank you.
Coming right back, we got some Carolhood for you. That would be Nate Young, the drummer from Amberlin, his side project, along with a member of Under Oath and Tall Heart.
Dang, that's a band.
It's a super group right there.
Yeah.
Also some Need to Breathe. Coming up next, it's Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Join us for our...